So the mission over here on Daf Dalet Amud Beis really follows up on the obligation that's mentioned in the first mission on Beis Amud Aleph, which was to build a wall between two adjacent properties. The mission was discussing if they happen to have owned the property jointly and then split the property, then they're obligated to build a wall in the different circumstances. But it's true in terms of neighbors as well. If that's the Minhag Medina or sometimes not the Minhag Medina, you know, one of the parties can compel the other one to build a wall in order to prevent what was discussed, you know, known as Hezek Re'iyah, that someone else, you know, watching his friend and his property and therefore preventing him from enjoying his property fully. So the Mishnah here discusses, what if you have two neighbors, and this is like where one is swallowed up by the other, like which one of the Shvatim is swallowed up entirely by one of the other Shvatim? You know the map of the Shvatim? Shimon, yeah, who's in? One of them is landlocked. Huh?
Shimon gets swallowed,
swallowed up by Yehuda, yeah. So over here you have one guy who's someone else is surrounding him with all the properties on all sides. So Amakas Chaver Mishloish Ruchai. So let's say he's surrounding him only on three sides. V'gadar Sarishayna V'Seshniya V'Seshlishis. And he builds a fence. We'll have to see where he builds the fence. Does he build it in between, or does he build it on the outside of his properties, thereby, you know, kind of annexing or closing in his friend within his own fence too? Right? You could build. Let's say you have like this guy who's trapped in the middle. So if this guy builds an outer fence around his property, the outer guy, or the inner guy is automatically trapped or protected by that fence, or maybe he's building a fence between their two properties. This is going to be a discussion in the Rishonim. But Hamak v'schaver Mishal Shulchayis v'gadar Sarishonim v'zashin v'zashlishis ein mechayv v'noisay. We don't obligate the inner party to pay for the mechitza. Rabbi Yossi says, and now the implication, of course, of the first line of the Mishnah is, and the Gemara is going to pick up on this, is what if he did it from four sides? So it sounds like if he surrounds him on three sides and builds a mechitza around, we don't make the inner guy pay. What if he surrounds him on four sides and he builds a mechitza unilaterally? It sounds like we would be mechayev the inner guy to pay. The only reason we're not mechayev the inner guy is because he only surrounds him on three sides. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, if he gets up and he makes a mechitza around the fourth side, then we make the inner fellow pay for everything, or his share of everything. Now, Rabbi Yossi doesn't seem to be adding much to the Tanakama, because the Tanakama already implied, if it would have been on four sides, he would have had to, the inner guy would have had to pay too. So the Gemara is going to get very involved in what's the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. They both seem to be saying the same thing. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, at least an implication. We pass on Rabbi Yossi. If the outer guy, if the if the inner fellow makes a mechitza on the fourth side, or we'll have to see who's making mechitza on the fourth side. But if the mechitza is made on the fourth side, the inner fellow has to pay his share. It doesn't matter if the nikaf or the makif is the one who completes the mechitza around the fourth side. We make him pay his fair share. Make him pay his fair share. Itmar, so the Gemara goes on. Rav Huna Amar Hakol Lefi Mashagadar. What does he have to pay? How much does he have to pay his fair share? Well, it depends. Whatever materials they use, then he has to pay his fair share. Hakol Lefi Mashagadar. Chia Barav Amar Hakol Lefi Dam Demei Kanim Bezol. No, he only pays the minimal amount. You know, the cheapest Home Depot contractor model mechitza. Not if this guy built it with cedar wood and it was imported from, you know, I don't know where. Then, you know, he doesn't have to pay for that. He only has to pay to make Kanim Bezol. Tanan, Hamak v'schaver Mishal Shulchayis v'gadar Sarishonim v'Seshniyah v'Seshlishis ein mechayv v'noisay. Harevius, the Gemara says, that implies if he built it around all four sides, the inner fellow would have to pay. Ein maseifa. But the Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing. Rabbi Yossi, Yomer, Mamar v'gadar Sarishonim v'gadar Sarishonim v'Seshlishis ein mechayv v'noisay. We make him pay everything. Bish, Lamal, Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, we could say that perhaps the difference between them is, how much do you have to pay? The Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi both imply, Rabbi Yossi says it explicitly, Tanakama by implication, that if the guy makes a mechitza around the fourth side and these two adjacent properties, so then the inner fellow now has to pay his fair share. So maybe what they're arguing about is, does he have to pay his fair share of everything, meaning however much this guy paid to put up his mechitza lemaisa, take half the bill and make the other guy pay it? Or he pays the cheapest version of what the other guy put up. So according to Rav Huna, that you have to pay, you know, at least someone holds. You have to pay Gofi Mashagadar, Rabbi Yossi holds. You have to pay Gofi Mashagadar. You can say that's exactly what Tanakama is arguing about. Tanakama holds. You don't have to pay Gofi Mashagadar. You pay to make Kanim Bezol. So Bishlam Rav Huna Damar Kofi Mashagadar, Hanu De Iga Ben Tanakama Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama Sava Kofi to make Kanim Bezol in Mashagadar. Loi Rabbi Yossi Sava Kofi Mashagadar. Meaning maybe what they're arguing about is, again, if you have on three sides, the middle guy doesn't have to pay. The guy put up his fence. It's up to you. He builds on the fourth side. Now the middle guy has to pay. How much? So Tanakama holds to make Kanan Bezo. Rabbi Yossi says, no. He has to pay Megaglin of that Hakol. He has to pay half the bill of what the other guy put up. But according to Chiya Bar Rav, that even Rabbi Yossi holds, even Rabbi Yossi holds, that all he has to pay is the cheapest Home Depot model. My Ika Bein Tanakama, the Rabbi Yossi, what are they arguing about? Either make Kanan Bezo if... the Tanakama holds you pay less than the Meikhanim Bezo. You're not going to even give him to Meikhanim Bezo. Go, Kayevli, Makayevli. What's he giving him? So, Ibai's Ema Agar Natira. Maybe what it means is he has to pay at least a watchman's salary, which the assumption was that was cheaper than a fence. I would say the fence is more, cheaper than the watchman. But Ika Diyami, and the Tanakama, so Rabbi Yossi holds he has to pay for the fence. Tanakama holds he has to pay Skar Shmira. Ika benayu, Tanakama sava agar natira. Tanakama holds you have to pay how much it would cost to be watched in the Mekana Bezola. I don't have to pay for the fence. It must have been, labor was very cheap. Rabbi Yossi savar, the Mekana Bezola. Rabbi Yossi holds all you have to pay for the fence. Maybe that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about the first three walls. When you say he has to pay for the fourth wall, does that mean he has to pay only for the fourth wall, or do we include everything? Tanakama Sava reveals who they have, right? The Tanakama holds that if he builds a fourth wall, he has to pay for the fourth wall only. Of Rishon Hashini V'Shlishis, that bill for the first three walls, he can't sell them. Well, he have, right? Rabbi Yossi Sava Rishon Hashini V'Shlishis, now he have, right? He also has to give him, for the first three walls. Ibai Seima, or maybe Makiv V'Nikov Ikabinayu. The difference between them, and this is the most obvious in terms of the language of the Mishnah, what they're arguing about is the Tanakama Sava time of the Amad Nikov. The Megalgun of Azako. You know when the Tanakama holds that the middle guy, the inner guy, has to pay for everything? Is if he builds the fourth wall. Aval Ahmed Makif ain't no nice and light. If the Makif builds the whole system, he doesn't have to pay anything. Aval Ahmed Makif ain't no nice and light. Oh, I'm sorry. Then you pay for the fourth wall. And then he only has to pay for the fourth wall. Yossi Sava Loishna Nikov Loishna Makif. Rabbi Yossi holds no difference between a Nikov and a Makif. Im Omer v'Gadar, Alav, Megalgun of Azako. He has to pay for everything, whether the Makif did it or the Nikov did it. Lishna Achrina, and this again is what, the most obvious, the Lishna Achrina is the most obvious in the language of the Mishnah. Makif and Nikov, Ika Beinayu. Tanakama, Savar, just the opposite. Im Gadar, Makif as Ravias, Nami Hevle. If the Makif makes all four walls, the inner guy has to pay. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mama Nikov v'Gadar as Ravias, Hudi Hevle. It's only if the Nikov builds the fourth wall, meaning I'm surrounded on three walls. I see this all the time in neighbors without naming names. But, let's say one guy has a fence. Two of your neighbors have a fence on one side. And then you don't have any fence. But by de facto, you have a fence because my neighbor's fence on one side, the other neighbor's fence on the other side. So I could close off my fence, my property easily now by just building behind me and in front of me. And if a guy behind me has a fence also, that's gavalik. I got a fence without doing anything. All I have to do is put a little thing in the front. Huh. Now I have a yaras hamukaf eschayim. It must be shul benun because it was already done for me by the other properties. So now, can they send me a bill, for their fences if I just build a little thing in the front? So that's exactly the situation. What if the nikaf does it? So the Tanakam's opinion is if the makif makes the revias, he can also charge the inner property. Nami have Rabbi Yossi Sava. Rabbi Yossi says, no. I'm a Nikov. If I build a little thing in front of my house, obviously I'm happy with all the other fences around me. The God that's a Revius, who do you have way? Then I have to pay for all, the other three sides. The Goli died to the Nechle, because I'm showing you that I'm happy with it. Avam Gadar Makif, but if the Makif surrounds me on all four sides and he builds fences on all four sides, lo you have way midi. Then I don't have to pay. And we pass on Rabbi Yossi. So maybe according to the conclusion of the Gemara, at least within the Lishna Achrina, usually passing like the Lishna Basra, what they're arguing about is the following. A guy who is situated inside of four properties that belong to someone else. If the guy on the outside completes the fence, Tanakama holds he could charge the inner guy. Rabbi Yossi holds he cannot charge the inner fellow. Only if the inner fellow built the wall on the fourth side, on a Nikov, and Gadar Servius, then he can give it to him. Because Goli Daiti, he showed that he's happy with what he got. This same Gemara appears in Masechta, the same discussion, or similar part of it, appears in the Gemara Bava Kama, the sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser. Zenen of Zelo Chaser is referring to the following scenario. Let's say this happened during COVID, by the way. Someone just sent me a shiloh this week about this. A guy has an empty apartment. and someone else comes and squats in the apartment. The apartment was empty anyway. Does he have to pay rent? So he could say to the guy, what are you charging me rent for? You couldn't have rented it out anyway. Or you were looking for a tenant, but you don't have one. So it was empty anyway. What do you care? The other guy says, what are you talking about? There's a rental property. You lived here. And he charges him rent. If I could have gotten another tenant and you're squatting and refused to be evicted because the COVID laws say that you can't evict tenants, so then you really have to pay rent because I couldn't get another tenant because you're here. So he's preventing me from getting another tenant. Certainly you have to pay that. That's called zenenev, zeh chaser. Or what if it's zeh loy nenev, zeh loy chaser? How could you have such a situation? This guy already has an apartment, but he decides to sleep in yours anyway. So he has his own apartment. He has a place to live. He wasn't looking to pay. He has no money anyway. So he's not benefiting monetarily necessarily. And this guy doesn't lose anything because he wasn't planning on renting it out anyway. So he squats in an empty house. The guy wasn't planning on renting out. And he wasn't looking to pay anyway. So that's called Zeh Loy Nenev Zeh Loy Chaser. This one didn't benefit and this one didn't lose out. The Gemara has a shaila. What about Zeh Nenev Zeh Loy Chaser? I'm looking to rent something and I squat in your apartment and you weren't renting it out anyway. Or you couldn't get a tenant now because the laws, COVID laws, don't let you bring a new tenant into the building. So we had that. Someone was asking last week, passing around the shaila amongst Rabbanim. A guy in one of these locations where you weren't allowed to take a new tenant in the building during COVID. There were a few buildings like that. Or no subleases during COVID. And his lease ran out, and he stayed for a few extra months. And the landlord, who's a Jew, charged him. He's like, you're here. And he charged him. He said, but you can't rent it out anyway. So that's Mamash Gemara's case. He couldn't evict him because you weren't allowed to evict people during COVID. And not only that, the guy couldn't take another tenant because they weren't allowed to take new tenants because of the bylaws of the building during COVID. Interesting shayra. That's Mamash Gemara shayra over here. Bava Kama, Chafim Ubeis. The guy knew that. The Rav who was passing around the shayra knew that. But it's shayra over here. But Hadar B'chotze Chaver Shalom Yidaita. The guy squats in his friend's apartment. Does he have to pay? He says, Gemara. The apartment's not for rent, and this guy was never going to pay rent. You didn't lose that on rent, and I wasn't going to give you money anyway. So, I wasn't willing to pay money anyway. So, that's called not nene. If I wasn't planning on paying money, that's called zeloi nene. Even though I benefited because I have your shelter. But I wasn't planning on paying for it. That's called Zeloi Nene. Nene is only if there's a monetary benefit. So it saved me rent. I wasn't planning on paying rent anyway. So Zeloi Nene is Zeloi Chaser. Let's say a guy who's willing to pay rent. And a guy who has an apartment that's up for rent. And he sneaks in and squats there. Zeloi Nene is Zeloi Chaser. Of course you have to pay. I benefited and he lost. Loi Tzricha. You have an apartment that's not up for rent or can't be rented. And this guy was looking to rent. So he benefited because he was looking to rent and it saved me rent that I squatted in your apartment. It saved as a monetary benefit. But I wasn't mafsid you. You didn't lose out anything because you couldn't rent out this apartment. I can say to him, well, why are you being a bad guy? It caused you to lose anything. Don't tell me the walls will get black and there's electric. Of course, if there's any of those kinds of things, you can force them out. But we're talking about a property where there isn't. You say that's impossible. Every property there's wear and tear. Okay, but maybe we're talking about a heicha tipsa where there's no wear and tear. They're living, in a stone hut where there's no wear and tear. My matzi amale my chasarticha. Can you say what did you lose out? Matzi amale ha'asanis. You benefited. You got a domicile. You're willing to pay for it. You paid rent until now, and now you are saved rent because you don't have to pay rent. So then, of course, you have to pay. So which way does it go? Dilma matzi amale my ha'asanis. You benefited. So Gemara, in the course of that discussion, Ibaya, that the Gemara has, it goes back and forth in Bava Kama, if you ever learned that, Daf and Daf Chav. It's called the big sugya, Zenenev Zelo Chaser. People use it all the time, this phrase. We're going to get, it's going to come up in the Gemara. It's actually in the Parashas Shavuah called Kaif and Amidah Stoim. That if you can do me a taiva, and it costs you nothing, why you have to do me the taiva. Why would you, that's like Stoim. Stoim hated Chesed. So they refuse to do chesed, even when it costs them nothing. We Jewish people don't do like stein. So much so, we'll compel people not to act like stein. So if it costs you nothing, what do you care? Do someone else a chesed, it costs nothing, imam is no tircha for you at all, so then you have to do the chesed. We compel you. This comes up in carpooling, a million different scenarios for it. We'll get to another time. It's coming up later on in the Gemara. Anyway, on the Yud Beis, it's koifin on me this time. But over here, the two sugyas are related, and the Rishonim struggle about how to reconcile the two sugyas. Why aren't they the same? In the course of that discussion, though, the Gemara brings up our Mishnah. Tanan. The guy has an inner property that's enclosed within a larger four or three properties all around. We don't make him pay for the fence if the guy puts up a fence. Haravias, if there's a fourth fence put up, we make him pay. Shmamina, who has to pay? The inner guy has to pay. Shmamina, zenenev, zelo chaser chayv. Why can't the inner guy say to the outer guy, you're putting up a fence anyway for yourself? So it benefits me too. Why should I have to pay? You're doing this anyway. The guy's putting up the fence. So Shmamina, Zenen, if Zelo Chaser is Chayiv. Don't you see that he's Chayiv? This is according to the Tanakama, right? Rabbi Yossi holds it's only if the Nikuf puts it up. Tanakama holds even if the Makif puts it up. The inner guy has to pay. Why do I have to pay? You're putting it up anyway, Shmamina. Don't you see from here? Zenen, I benefited, monetary benefit of putting up a fence, and you didn't lose anything out. I have to pay. Shiny Hassam says, Gemara, Damalei, Ad Garamtali Hakefa Yaseiro. He can say to the inner fellow, I have to make a bigger fence because of you. I have to make a bigger fence because of you. I have to make a bigger fence because of you. Where is this fence, by the way? Where is this fence? Where is this fence? So look at Rashi and the Mishnah, and our Mishnah. Rashi says the same thing above a Kama. E Mechai Benoisai. Rashi says, "Losays kolim kedamar the stam bikam makom shenagu shloy ligderhu." Rashi there doesn't say. Yeah. Oh, and the Rashi before. Hamak v'tchaver mishal shulchasiv shekana gimel sada saviv stay chavero. He buys three fields adjacent to his friend on three sides. Shloish mitzarev gadar shloishdan. He builds a fence around the three. V'nimtzah sadeo shal. Oh, he doesn't tell you where you build a fence. Rashi Baba Kama says it. Look at Rashi Baba Kama base over here. Mishal Shul Chayiv Shahayu Lo LeRuven Shalo Shadus Eizol Shimon Mishal Shul Chayiv Vegadah Reuven Es Harishona Samach Chosdei Shimon. Where did he build the fence? In between their two properties. Levad Mechitzas Chitzana Shahayu Lo Beino L'Shar Bikus. Aside, right? Let's say no. Here. Oh, yeah. Look at you, JD. Oh, excellent. This is, why do you have this?
Why is it too?
Wow.
And orange also.
Orange? You have another color? All right. I forgot who's inside. But let's say Shimon, Reuven.
All these from what says about that.
Where's the wall that he built? Was it this wall?
Wall A?
Or was it?
Will be.
That's the Shiloh. So Rashi holds. Look at you. Rashi holds. Why purple and orange?
I have more colors.
Oh, okay, fine. So Rashi holds. Rashi holds. It's the
wall A.
That's the wall that we're talking about between the two properties. Aside, says Rashi, from wall B, which is around the outer side. So look back at our Rashi. Rashi says now he wants him to pay. Now, why shouldn't Shimon have to pay? Of course Shimon should have to pay. You have to build a wall between two properties. So Rashi is, we're talking about a makom shenagu shaloy ligdor. Talking about a place where they normally do not build walls between properties. Otherwise, of course, Shimon has to pay. Shimon should have had to pay the whole time. Okay? Fine, but Shimon didn't pay the whole time because it's a makom shenagu shaloy ligdor. So, Reuven builds the property here, the wall between them, between Reuven and Shimon. If he builds the fourth side, then Megalgun of Asakal, then Shimon has to pay. If it's only on three sides, Shimon doesn't have to pay. Right, I guess the fourth side would look like this, right? That's what we're talking about. Oh. That's how Rashi learns Zimar. That's how Rashi learns Zimar. Taisus disagrees. Taisus and Baba Kama disagrees. Look at Taisus. Well, let's just finish Rashi. Look at Rashi back in Baba Kama. So if you only build it on three sides, third line of Rashi, he doesn't have to pay because his property is still open on the fourth side. Haravias, if he builds a fourth side, Haim Haila the Reuven, Dawit Sadois, Mi Arbor Rukhaisim Shoshim on the four sides, but Gadron, He may build a fence. Then we make him pay for the wall that separates their two properties. Shimon benefits. Reuven wants to build a fence for his own reasons. Shimon benefits. Why Shimon have to pay? Must be Zenena. You made me, you know, have to build more than I would have had to build. The Elab Sadeh Shul Shimon Ben Sadeh of Havi Sagal and Chitzas Chitzonis. Havi Kol Sadeh of Gedurim. Hilka Chaser Hu Bishvigo. So Shimon can say back to Reuven, says to Shimon, you know, you have to pay for my fence because even though I was doing it anyway, and Zenan of Zelo Chaser maybe is Pater, but I want to build this fence because of you. Because of you. So that is Zenan of Zelo Chaser. I'm Chaser because I have to build this wall because of you. If it weren't because of you, I could have had enough with this wall that I have on the outside. The only reason I need this wall on the inside is because of you. So that's Zenan of Zelo Chaser. I wouldn't have built it if you wouldn't have been here. So it's your very presence which makes me build the wall. So that's not comparable. Right? The Gemara is looking for a resolution to Zenen, if Zelo Chaser, this one benefits, this one loses anything, doesn't lose out anything. Does he have to pay? This is not that case. This is Zenen, if Zelo Chaser. Look at Tosis above. Kama Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Mitoik perish akuntras mashma, the mairi begeder shebein sadeo is de nikov. It's a wall between the two properties. Vakasha, the heiki chashiv lei Zenen, if Zelo ein Chaser. The whole Havamina makes no sense. Says Tosfos, of course, Zenen of Zeh. You know, this is Zenen of Zeh Chaser. How could you even have the Havamina? This is Zenen of Zeh Ein Chaser. Hol Shako Osa Gedel. Onasel Hafsek Ben Sadoisel. Let's stay in Nikov. The whole purpose of the field is only to separate the two between the two properties. Of course, that's Zenen of Zeh Chaser. Kasha number one. That's Tosfos' first Kasha Rashi. How could you even have thought this is Zenen of Zeh Loi Chaser? Of course, it's Chaser. Va'oid, another kasha Rashi, the havale lemeima at garamtali kol zeha hekev. The kefi yaseir samashu shigarmo laharboys. How could you say that it's called, you made me make a bigger fence? What do you mean a bigger fence? You made me make the whole fence. If you look back at that Gemara, Bava Kama, the Gemara says, no, this is not a case of Zenena. Vizelo chase, because you could say to him, at garamtali hekefi yaseir, you made me have to buy extra fencing. What do you mean extra fencing? The whole fence is only because of Shimon. Ella nira shemi b'chutz saved l'dalad ruchais hekif ve'kefi yaseira mishum shemachba sedem say hekif gadol yosemidai. What the fence we're talking about, according to Tosfos, this is Rashi holds this is the fence we're talking about. Tosfos holds this is, and Rav Rishayim holds that this is the fence we're talking about. There might not be a fence between the two properties, according to Tosfos. What he's saying to him is, now I understand. Shimon's property is here. So Reuven says to Shimon, gets boxed in. When Reuven builds a fence around this property, Shimon is automatically protected. Not for Hezek Re'iyah purposes between their two properties, but from marauders that are coming from here. Not, you know, marauders, but, you know, animals and people, you know, stum, riffraff. So who are coming from the properties, they, neither one of them wants the riffraff in the JFKs. No one wants that.
No one wants the JFKs.
That's ridiculous.
No, I know. No one wants those guys, so the fence keeps them. Keeps that's side joke. So the fence keeps them out. Oh, so Reuven can say now. Shimon, now we understand. So that's why Zenen is Zelo Chaser. Reuven needs this fence anyway, not only because of Shimon. It's not this fence you only need because of Shimon. So that's Zenen is Zelo Chaser. Of course, that's Chaser. How can we have a mean that's not Chaser? The whole fence is only because of Shimon. So we're talking about this fence. He had to build that anyway. So no, so that's Zenen, but Zelo Chaser. So why does Shimon have to pay for this fence that doesn't surround this property? It's true, he benefits. He doesn't have the people coming from outside, but it's you know, Zenen of Zelo Chaser. So Gemara says, no, he can respond to him and say, you caused my fence to be bigger. Why? Because if Shimon hadn't been here, if you're like a math guy, right? If this hadn't been here, so then Reuben's property would have been condensed and the fence would have been smaller. That's adgoraptali hakei for yaseira. You caused me extra fencing. Now we understand the language of the Gemara is more meduyak. And we're not talking about then, you know, a place where they don't have the custom to build fences between properties, because this is not talking about the customary fence that we're talking, you know, built between properties to prevent hezek re'iyah. Our Mishnah is not really following up on Mishnah on Daf Bezim et al. It's not talking about a fence to prevent hezek re'iyah. It's talking about a fence to prevent outside, you know, people from coming in. And he wants to just charge Shimon for what's going on. The Rishonim, though, defend Rashi. from both kashas of Tosfos. Tosfos again asked on Rashi two kashas. One kasha was, how can you say, talking about the inner fence? How, of course that's Zechaser. Of course that's Zechaser. The whole fence is only to protect Shimon. Between Reuben and Shimon, if Shimon hadn't been there, of course he wouldn't need the fence. It's, of course, Zenen, as Shimon benefits. And Reuben was Chaser, because he has to build the fence in the first place. And why does it say extra fencing? There was fencing the whole time. You know, the whole fence is only for Shimon, not extra. So the Rabbeinu Yoina here defends Rashi from the first Kasha of Tosfos. Vahi diyuka, the diyuk shema mina zenen v'zelo chaser, the zeh dachila tamud v'kamar shani hasm darmalei atgarim garantuli hekev yisir. V'lo ka'amar, atgarim garantuli hekev zeh. Hold on. It's not here. It's the Ramban. Hold on. Oh, look at the Ramban. What do you say? We'll start with the Ramban. The first Kasha addressed by the Ramban. So he quotes Rashi. Yeah, what do you say? And then on the third line, he says, V'yesh loymar, mishum shekeven shahaya makif nizoik v'kalam v'silek nizkoi poter haloi. Since the makif, the one on the outside, built his fence first. So the first one, the one on the inside, is Potter. So the Ramban says the first kasha of Tosfos was, how can you say this is Zenene v'zeh loy chaser? This is Zenene v'zeh loy chaser. The whole fence was only because of Shimon. So the Ramban says, since it's a makom shenagu shavloi ligdar, the common custom of the place is not to build a fence, this is not really called chaser. See, chaser means you saved me, or you lost out a monetary benefit that you could have gained. Here, the fence was not obligated in the first place. So that's what Ramban means, shemakom shenagu nagu ligdar hu v'loi mikri chaser kevin lo chashuv lehu hezek. You see, if you're saving me from a hezek re'iyah, that's called saving me a payment or making a payment on my behalf. If you did this willy-nilly because you wanted to do it, but you didn't have to do it, that's not necessarily called chaser. Maybe that's what the Gemara's Havamina. But it is chaser in the end because you had to spend a little extra money on the fencing. So that's the other kasha Tosfos asked on Rashi. The other kasha Tosfos asked on Rashi is, how could you call this extra fencing? This is the whole fence. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah addresses. Rabbeinu Yonah writes over here on the third line, V'haynu, Shani Hasm Dabai At Garamtu Li Hekev Yaseir, V'lo Kamar At Garamtu Li Hekev Zeh, you caused me the whole fence, V'fi Shestamo Shel Dover Kvar Gadar Hamakif Beino, Beino Shus HaRabim, because presumably, the one on the outside already has a fence between himself and the Rishus HaRabim. Koydem Shagadar Beino Ben Chaver, before he put up the fence between himself and his friend. Shimlo Chavero Hikiv Kol Shekenim Al Rishus HaRabim. If he's going to build the fence between himself and his neighbor, certainly between the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to have a fence. V'hayru Dekama Ad Garamtu Li Kol Hekiv Zeh. You caused me this whole fence. Shebeinigu Ben Chom Milvada Hekiv HaRishon. What it means is, you caused me the extra fencing aside from the fence that he already had on the outside. Rashi already said this. Rashi already said that that's what he meant when he said, you caused me this extra fencing because he already has a fence on the outside. Tosfos doesn't like it because Tosfos doesn't see the connection between the two fences. Tosfos says, there's a fence here, there's a fence there. They're not the same fence necessarily. So how could you say you caused me extra fencing aside from this fence? They're not the same fence. Tosfos would prefer to say, you caused me extra fencing because my fence has to be longer by virtue of the fact that you're here. So Tosfos likes his pshat better than Rashi, but we understand what Rashi's saying, which is that you caused me to make this fence aside from the outer fence that I already had. Tosfos' other kasha was, how can you say you caused me extra fencing, you caused me the whole fence? Tosfos' other kasha was, how can you say it's not, how can you even have a chavamina that's not chaser? So that's where the Ramban filled in. The Ramban said maybe it's not chaser because if there's no obligation necessarily to build a wall, then maybe that's not called chaser. You know, formally, like, you know, you're losing money to build a wall because you didn't have to build it.
Yeah. For Shimon, if they build a wall to separate the properties, then for him, the outside wall would be considered an extra wall just because that wall, that black shimon, would already protect from animals and robbers from coming
again,
in.
Again.
If the wall on the inside,
yeah,
is protecting Reuben and Shimon from their properties touching, no?
Right.
Would that wall protect from robbers? The wall's still there, but
no.
That wall would not.
That's
protect
the outer wall.
The inner wall. The inner wall would not protect robbers or animals from coming in, even if the wall was there just to separate the property?
It would.
So then the point would be that if that wall.
That's right. Everyone assumes Reuben, if he's so private, for sure has a wall on the outside.
So then why would that affect Shimon if he already has a wall protecting his property that would block the robbers and animals?
He wants to be blocked from Reuben, too. He's benefited by
the
privacy. The inner one is a privacy wall. The outer one is a safety wall, security.
But the inner wall wouldn't be a safety wall either?
Like it could be, but for sure, Reuben already has a safety wall around this property. Because if you care about privacy, so you surely care about safety. Right? Some people have Heimish; they don't care about anything. But if you care about privacy, you certainly care about safety. So that's why the assumption in the Gemara is, and all the Rishonim to make this assumption, that Reuben has a wall around the outer side of his property. The question is, which wall are we talking about? So Rashi is talking about the inner wall. That's the one Shimon has to pay for. And that's the one that Gemara is having this whole discussion about. The outer wall, Stamazari. Tosfos holds, the whole discussion is about the outer wall, the security wall. That's the first wall. We're not talking about a privacy wall at all. That's why Rashi has to bring up, is it a Makom Shenagu Ligdor? Is it a Makom Shenloi Nagu Ligdor? Rashi is concerned with Hezek Re'iyah. Tosfos says, no, the whole thing is only about security. We're not talking about Hezek Re'iyah, at all. The question is, though, why, and this is the main question we have to deal with, I guess we'll have to get to next time, what is the mechanism by which you're making the nikaf pay? Meaning, he's nene, he benefited, let's say. Why does that obligate him to pay? Let's say I benefited from something you do. I have to pay you for it? Why do I have to pay you for it? And this is not only by walls and fields. You read me a shidduch, and I benefited from that. I have to pay you now? You didn't mention a price when you called me. Do I have to pay you? You come onto my property and build me a shed. I didn't ask you to do that. You did it anyway. I wanted a shed. It's true. It was on my bucket list, my Hanukkah, wish list, but I didn't get around to it. I don't know how you hacked my Hanukkah list, but you built me a shed. And then you send me a bill. Can you do that? How does that work? So over here, this guy built a wall. The Nikaf didn't ask for a wall, but he benefited. So now he has to pay? If he builds the fourth side, Avigoli died to the Nechoi. According to the Tanakhama, it's even if he doesn't build the fourth side. The other guy built all four sides, and then you send me a bill. Why do I have to pay? And according to Tanakhama, you have to pay. What's the mechanism by which you're obligated to pay? That's a huge discussion that Rishayim comes up in lots of different scenarios. So Rabbi said, that's called Hayore L'Tekstech Aver V'Yishbicha. You came into my field and made it better. You can send me a bill. We'll have to figure out how that works and all that. And comes up with my son. All right, let's say something.